الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر، وقال تعالى قاف والقرآن المجيد، وقال تعالى صاد والقرآن ذي الذكر، وقال تعالى حاميم والكتاب المبين، وقال تعالى ألف لام ميم ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين، وقال تعالى ألف لام را تلك آيات الكتاب المبين، وقال تعالى ألف لام ميم را تلك آيات الكتاب. صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders, all praise belongs only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For this we must say Allahumma laka alhamdu wa laka ash-shukr. It is only through Allah's fadl, Allah's special kindness, Allah's grace, Allah's favor upon us that He has gathered us here tonight. Like how He has gathered our Muslim brothers throughout the world, different masajid, our mothers and sisters listening at home, and they are making ibadat at home, Haramain Sharifain. We won't get place in these last few nights. And especially in our country, it is only Allah's fadl, Allah's karam, Allah has given us, Allah has handpicked us, selected us, chosen us, and brought us to His house. And durood and salam upon our beloved master, Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who made so much of sacrifices so that we could get this deen on a golden platter. My respected brothers and elders and our mothers listening over the receiver, I think it is only appropriate at this point that we should recite 3 quls and send the thawab to all the marhumeen, family, parents, those who have passed on, but especially for the ruh of our Hazrat Marana Yunus Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayhi. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله احد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا احد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله احد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله احد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا احد. It is only His du'as, His sacrifices, His guidance, His teachings, His advices, His patience, that you and I are sitting here today, and we are indebted, of course, first to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that's why we praise Allah first, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and of course, all our teachers, our asatiza, that apa who taught us alif, ba, ta, tha, or that ustad, when we were little children, we must never forget them. Then those who taught us deen, and especially those who hufaz ikram, those who taught us the Qur'an and Majeed. So many of our asatiza have passed on. Those who taught us qiraat, tajweed, we should not forget them in our special du'as. It was their efforts, their sacrifices, that today we were able to listen to the whole Qur'an in Majeed being recited in the best of ways in our masjid and many other masajid. May Allah Ta'ala accept the taraweeh salah that has taken place throughout, especially in this masjid. I promise you, it is a very difficult task. It's a challenge. It's a daunting task. This Qur'an, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, لَوْ أَنزَلْنَا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ عَلَى جَبَلٍ. If we had to reveal and send down this Qur'an on a mountain, لَرَأَيْتَهُ خَاشِعًا مُتَصَدِّعًا مِّنْ خَشْيَةِ اللَّهِ. You would see this entire mountain crumbling into pieces, into fragments. It will disintegrate out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It will not be able to bear the weight of the Qur'an and Majeed. Imagine when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when wahi is coming down to him, it's a cool winter, but he is perspiring profusely. Beads of perspiration coming down his face. He's mounted on a camel. The camel could not bear the weight when wahi was coming down. The camel had to kneel down when Surah Ma'idah was being revealed. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has his Mubarak head on the lap of Zayd bin Thabit radiallahu ta'ala, who was a very close sahabi, scribe of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And suddenly wahi started coming down to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in that particular condition. Zayd bin Thabit radiallahu ta'ala says that it was as though my lap was splitting asunder. I could not bear the weight of the wahi that was coming down to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's a great task. Believe me, when a hafiz of the Quran comes onto the musalla, in his heart he's only saying tawakkul ala Allah. Ya Allah, I have complete reliance only on you. This tongue, this mind, this heart belongs to you. It is only Allah who makes the words flow. And then to listen to the hafiz is also a great challenge. We all are full of faults and deficiencies. May Allah Ta'ala accept the Qur'an and Majeed. Coming back to Hazrat Mawlana Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayh, I have with me the latest kitab that just came out today, 10 minutes before Maghrib Salat. And this is Towards Reformation of the Heart, Book 1. May Allah Ta'ala accept the efforts of all those who are involved in the publication of this kitab and all his other works. This is only Book 1. And this is Towards the Reformation of the Heart, in which there are various articles. Let us read them, understand these articles. A great wali of Allah has mentioned these things in his talks. It has been compiled in a book form, made easy for us. It is a sadaqah, a jariyah for him. So many people have changed their lives because of his advices and guidance. I won't be wrong if most of us sitting here have in some way or the other came closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and deen through his guidance. And if a person browses through the topics, one of the topics that has been mentioned here is the final taste. The final taste, where Hazrat Mawlana has mentioned about kullu nafsin dha'iqatul maut. And he says, if we want sweetness in death, then our actions will have to be sweet. I do not think we need to even ask if there is anyone that would like a death which is bitter. So inshallah, we will get our copy each after the first session. Those who are leaving, then you will correct your copy as you're leaving. Those are remaining behind, you will get yours when you leave, inshallah. We won't give everybody now because you won't know where to keep it. There won't be adab for the kitab. We'll keep it on the ground. There are plenty of copies we have, alhamdulillah. So each person will get. Our young children also, nothing to worry. There is a Ma'arif series which you can get also. That's also available in Taqwa Boys School, inshallah, Mullah Yusuf. So you can contact him, inshallah. That has to be, that's obtainable there, inshallah. So our youngsters also, there is some kitab for you all as well. My respected brothers and elders, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. Allah has been so kind. Tonight is the 27th night. For years on end, anybody you ask, 27th night is big night. May Allah ta'ala grant us that big night. I had already given the entire talk on Laylatul Qadr on the 21st night, because The last 10 nights start from the 21st night. The odd night started already, 21st, 23rd, 25th. Perhaps Laylatul Qadr has already passed. Or perhaps Laylatul Qadr is tonight. Allah knows best. Or it could even be on the 29th. These are the odd nights where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to search. We have come here to search, to seek this Laylatul Qadr. We make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah blesses each and every one of us with this Mubarak night. I mentioned on the 21st night the whole detail of how Jibreel salam comes down with the angels. They make salam to those engaged in ibadat. Tonight, my brothers, is not a night of arguing, fighting, bickering, shouting. It's a peaceful night. It is a night when you have to, each and every one of us will connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No matter what our condition is, no matter what our spiritual condition is, no matter what great sinners we are, no matter what sins we have committed, we believe in Allah. Allah has got no partners. We do not associate any partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now we have come here to seek our Allah. Allah has said, Yabna Adam, Utlubni Tajidni. O man, search for me, look for me. If you look for me, you will find me. And if you find me, Allah says, وَجَدْتَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. Then you have found everything. You've got, you will find that peace, that comfort, that pleasure, happiness, bliss, barakah, everything you will get. Allah says, وَإِنْ فِتُّكَ. But if you miss me, فَاتَكَ كُلُّ شَيْءٍ. Then you have lost everything. You've lost everything. Nobody wants to be a loser tonight. Nobody wants to be a loser. And inshallah, nobody will be a loser. Nobody will be a loser. I mentioned over the past few nights, unfortunately, we have many new faces here today. So I cannot now say the whole thing what we have said. But I try to emphasize the fact that we should not look at the next person and look at his faults and his gunas. Each person will make an introspection of himself. Tonight, it is you and your Allah. You and Allah. And cry to Allah. Talk to Allah. Allah wants us to talk to Him. Allah has sent down the whole Quran in Majid, which is full of nur, hidayat, guidance. It's a pity. It is sad, deplorable, that we have not understood the teachings of the Quran in Majid. A poet says, you claim that you love me. You claim that you love me. Allah says, in a poet says, it is as though Allah is saying, that you claim that you love me. فَلِمَ هَجَرْتَ كِتَابِ. Then why did you abandon my book? أَمَا تَأَمَّلْتَ مَا فِيهِ مِنْ لَذِيذِ خِطَابِ. Have you not pondered over the beautiful teachings and guidance and nur in my Quran? If a person wants to connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I read a marfuz of Shah Wasiullah rahmatullahi, who was a khalifa, was a tani rahmatullahi. Now brothers, we don't know these people because we haven't read the teachings. But those who are acquainted with tani rahmatullahi and his khulafa, Shah Wasiullah rahmatullahi was one of his very senior khulafa. Our Hazrat Maulana Sahib Rahmatullahi on a Monday majlis, on most majlises, he would read from Hazrat Shah Wasiullah Rahmatullahi's kitab. And he has written in detail about Quran. He's mentioned an incident. At first he has stated that the aqwa dhariya, the strongest way of wusul ila Allah, of reaching you Allah, connecting to Allah, is through Quran and Majid. You want to connect to Allah? Then read the Quran. Recite the Quran. Understand the Quran. Apply the Quran in your life. And he says, then you see how you will connect yourself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if a person is searching for Allah, where must he look for Allah? In the Quran. He's given an incident
You see, there was, now we have to understand, poetry, poets, ash'ar. There was a time, there was an era where people used to write poetry. And the poetry was not of an ordinary standard, very high standard poetry. Sometimes in Arabic, sometimes Urdu, sometimes in Persian. So in one zamana, the Shah of Iran, he happened to say a line. He said a line, and then he could not finish the second line. Dure ablaq, dure ablaq, kase kam dida maujood, something to this effect. Which simply meant that there is a very rare pearl, white in color, with some black spots, hardly to be found anywhere in the world. Very, very precious, very scarce, very rare. And he said this, and he's trying to bring another line to rhyme it, make some sense. He couldn't do it. So he called all his poets. And of course, there'll be great reward for somebody who will fill in the second line. They all looked at it. They said, it makes no sense. What is he talking about? Dure ablaq, kase kam dida maujood. So they tried, but in vain. He got very upset. He said, not one single poet can even fill in the second line. Where's my izzat gone then? Nonetheless, he writes to Alamgir Rahmatullah Alayhi, who was in India. He said, have you got any poets there who can fill in the second line? So he asked his poets in India. They also battled, tried. It doesn't make any sense. Alamgir Rahmatullah Ali's daughter, Zaybun Nisa, was a very pious woman. She was also a poet. So she also made some attempt, but she couldn't really bring in another line. Some days went by, and she was sitting one morning, combing her hair, sitting in front of the mirror. Then she took some surma, she put into her eyes. But this surma was very tense, was very strong. So as she placed, I'm sure brothers know what surma is, as she put the surma into her eye, and the surma was very strong, some teardrops fell off. And as the teardrop fell off, she looked in the mirror. There's a white teardrop with some black spot of the surma. She said, I've got the second line. She said, Bajuz, ashke butane surma alud. Which means that if you are saying that this white pearl, which is very rare, with just beautiful black spots on it, and you can't get anything that is parallel or compared to that, I found something, and that is the surma that flows, that is mixed with the teardrop, or the teardrop which is mixed with surma, that comes out of your beloved's eyes. Alamgir Rahmatullah got very excited. He sent this poem then to the Shah of Iran. He looked at it and said, oof, oof, oof. Excellent. Now who is this person? We have to give this person some in'am, some reward. He writes to Alamgir, please send this poet over to Iran and we'll give this poet great rewards. Alamgir Rahmatullah was a very pious king. Very pious. He said, Ya Allah, now what do we do? I can't send my daughter to the Shah of Iran. So he tells his daughter, now see, what do we do now? She says, nothing to fright, nothing to bother. She gives another couplet, also in Farsi, which the gist of that couplet is that I'm hidden in my speech. I'm hidden in my speech. In other words, she's trying to say she's a woman. She's in hijab. She's in parda. She's not prepared to go in front of Shah of Iran and his poets there. She's got haya in her. So she says, if anybody wants to see me, must see me via my poetry, just like a person gets the fragrance of a rose from the petals. Person has to smell the rose, and the fragrance of the rose is smelled inside, within the petals of the rose. So just like that, if somebody wants to see me, must see me via my writings and poetry. Alamgir Rahmatullah sent this, The Shah of Iran understood, oh, this is a lady, and he accepted that. Shah Wasiullah Rahmatullah writes in a similar vein, anybody jisko Allah ko dekhna hai, to Allah ke kalam e majid ke zariye se dekho. If you want to see Allah, then find Allah through Allah's kalam. How beautiful, what words Allah uses, what eloquence, what message. We discuss tafsir very brief every night after Taraweeh. My humble appeal is made to all of us. Let us go to the ulama and understand what Allah is talking about in the Quran and Majid. Otherwise our lives will pass. We will leave this world and not even hardly understood one or two surahs even in our life. And we've got no excuse. We've got no excuse. Of course, don't just do it yourself via the internet, because you can be misled. Go to authentic ulama who you have confidence in and who will spend their time. In many places there is tafsir and translation. Now there are many authentic tafsir and commentaries available also. Ma'arif al-Quran in English. Tafsir al-Uthman in English. So many others also. Simplified. Have a brief commentary for us to understand. And then you see how, what enjoyment you will get. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat of understanding the Quran, reciting the Quran, making amal on the Quran. As far as virtues of the hafiz of the Quran is concerned, plenty. Virtues of those who engage in Quran, there are plenty. Those who recite the Quran, there's plenty of virtues. We're not going to go that route now, but I have emphasized that we have to hold onto the Quran. Rasulullah has mentioned in the hadith that as long as you adhere, you cling onto this Quran, you will never go astray. You'll never go astray. It is a rope that you are holding on one end, and the other end of the rope is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That through this Quran, you will reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then of course, this is a night to seek Allah's forgiveness. To cry, to beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have heard a hadith regarding the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala throughout the month of Ramadan. We have heard, even in this masjid, even for myself also, talking about those who turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How Allah forgives them. How Allah forgives them. How Allah forgives them. One or two ahadith. On the day of Qiyamah, two people who were destined for Jahannam, they were commanded, go to Jahannam. They put into Jahannam, Allah save us. They are shouting and shrieking. So Allah pulls them out, summons them. What's the matter? What are you people shouting for? Ya Allah, have some raham on us. Allah says, my mercy is for you to go back into Jahannam and plunge into Jahannam. So one of them, he stands at the same place, as mentioned in Mishkat Sharif, and the other one runs and goes into Jahannam and flings himself inside. So Allah asks the person who's standing there, why are you not listening to me? Why aren't you obeying me? He said, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah. After you removed me from Jahannam once, I've got such hopes in your mercy that you won't put me back into Jahannam. I'm standing there. Perhaps you'll tell me now that, okay, I've forgiven you. Allah says, I have pardoned you. The other one, Allah calls him out. Then why did you run into Jahannam? Ya Allah, I thought last command of yours, at least let me obey this one. Allah says, you are also forgiven. And nobody can question Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nobody can question Allah ta'ala. Allah pardons both of them. In the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it is mentioned so beautifully. And we have heard this many times, but it is important for us to revise these hadith, to revise many times. We look at one hadith kitab, or some ayats of the Quran, put it away, or any kitab. Even these kitabs that we have with us. It's not just, okay, mashallah, the cover is very beautiful. It's not to decorate our bookshelves, brothers. If you have read it, you have understood it, pass it on to somebody else. And then that person will read and he'll benefit and pass it on to the third and fourth. There are people from overseas when they come, and when they see these books, whatever they can take with them, because it's gold for them. It's gold for them. They don't have this type of literature there. So in this hadith is mentioned, Rasulullah gives the, let us pay full attention inshallah. Inshallah tonight we have come here to gain Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I won't take very long inshallah. I've got strict warnings also about my dua, so we'll try our best. So Rasulullah gives an example. He says there's a traveler. He's got his camel, he's got his food, his patkos, as we say, water, food, he's traveling. Traveling in the desert area. So he rests for a little while, but suddenly his camel disappears. It runs away from him. It escapes from him. Now he tries, now how is he going to find his camel in the desert? He looks frantically. He cannot find his camel. Comes back to the tree, thinking now he's going to meet his end. There's no food, there's no water, there's nothing, there's nobody around. So he sits under the tree, he falls off to sleep. But when he wakes up, he finds suddenly that the camel that had escaped is back there standing with his food and water and standing next to him. Now can you imagine a person who had lost hope and he thought he's going to meet his end. He's going to die out of starvation and thirst. When he retrieves his camel, he finds his camel next to him. Now he's holding the reins of that camel. Can you imagine the excitement that goes through this person? He's got all hope now. He's got his water, he's got his food, he's got his camel, his means of transport. Now rescue has come, he's saved. Can you imagine the excitement? Perhaps we cannot understand the excitement. We don't have camels, but Allah protect us. If your car is missing, Allah protect us. There are so many crimes and things that Bismillahi tawakkaltu ala Allahi la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Recite this dua every time you leave your home. Allah will protect you. Read Ayat al-Kursi. Simple dua. Bismillahi tawakkaltu ala Allah la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. I'm not going to go into details because we do mention it on the Sunday mornings. We have mentioned it. Allah protects you. And Ayat al-Kursi. None that if you find your car back and everything, nothing has been taken exactly how it is, how happy you become. This person, out of extreme joy and ecstasy, he doesn't realize what he's saying in that excitement. Instead of saying, oh Allah, my Rabb, you are my Rabb, I am your servant. In the excitement, he makes an error, a blunder. Not deliberately, unintentionally, out of joy and happiness. Allahumma anta abdi wa ana rabbuk. Oh Allah, you are my servant, I am your Rabb. Rasul says, Akhta, he made a mistake. Why? Because of farh, because of extreme happiness. Now if you understood this, the beginning of the hadith says, Lallahu afrahu bitawbati abdihi. Allah becomes even more happy and joyous than this particular person who has retrieved his camel. Allah becomes even more happy than this person when his banda turns to him, oh Allah, you forgive my sin. Ya Allah, main gunahgar ho. Ya Allah, I am your sinful servant. Oh my Allah, only you can forgive. Oh Allah, you forgive. What else do we require now? Rasulullah is sitting. Some captives have been taken of the enemy. Sahaba is seated there. He looks at the captives. He sees one slave woman running up and down. She's got a little child clinging onto her. And she's got this child onto her chest. He asks the Sahaba, do you think this woman will throw this child in any fire? Ya Rasulullah, she's got so much of muhabbat for this child. She's clinging onto this child. She's got so much of mercy for this child. She loves this child dearly. Rasulullah says, I swear by Allah, Allah has got more mercy for us than this woman is showing to the child. We are the servants of Allah who is most merciful. Allah who loves us. You know, the last person to be removed from Jahannam, the last believer, he went into Jahannam to get tathir, to pay for his sins. Allah protect us. But the last person who will be taken out, just out of Jahannam, and then in a distance he can see a tree, and the breeze of Jannat will be coming towards him. There are various narrations mentioned. So I'm just going to give you a khulasa, just of all these various narrations that have been mentioned. He is being pulled by the breeze of Jahannam, more closer, 2 steps, and then of course the hot wind of Jahannam. So the breeze of Jannat is pulling him 2 steps towards Jannat, and the hot air of Jahannam is pulling him towards Jahannam. He sees a beautiful tree. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, take me to the tree please. Just only to the tree. Allah will say, oh mankind, oh man, you know you are ghaddar. You make false promises. You lie. You're asking me just to take you to the tree. You'll ask me for more. Ya Allah, I will never do that. Please. So Allah says, okay, go to the tree. As he comes closer to the tree, he looks at Jannat. He can see the beautiful wind of Jannat. Ya Allah, a little bit more closer. Allah says, see, I told you, Ibn Adam, you're a ghaddar. Dunya also you made false promises. Now to Allah says, alright, go, a little bit more closer. Finally, he comes right till the door of Jannat. Imagine, right at the door of Jannat. Allah will tell him, enter. He look inside, oh, Ya Allah, mal'a, it is full. Allah says, go again. He looks again, it's full. Ya Allah, it's full. Allah says, go again. It's full. Atasharu bi, Ya Allah, are you joking with me? Are you teasing me? Allah will say, oh my banda, go into Jannat. Enter Jannat, and for you is not what you see, is 10 times what you see. 10 times what you see is your paradise. Jannat is vast. And this person enters into his Jannat. Absolutely huge his Jannat is. This is the last person entering Jannat. So Allah is full of mercy, full of compassion. Allah is all loving. And Allah wishes to forgive us. But Allah wants us to take the first step. And I've repeated, we take the baby step. Take a baby step. And Allah comes running to us. We all are weak. We all are seeking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We want to put Allah into our hearts. And therefore we have settled down tonight and we have come here and we are going to get Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tonight. Whether it is Laylatul Qadr or not, that's in Allah ta'ala's hands. But our job is to knock and knock and knock and knock on the door of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When He opens those doors, He knows best. But we must have that firm belief, firm conviction that Allah will open those doors of mercy. Allah will open those doors of mercy. For us, a wali, in inverted commas, big buzruk, you're buzruk, make dua for me. I'm a very bad person. Every one of us can become a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every person. When Allah made a sharabi, kababi, a wali of His friend, in a split second, split second. He chooses who He wants. He gives a chance to who He wants. And Allah wants to give everybody a chance. Men, women, children, adults. You're an elderly person. The greater your chance. You're a youngster. Very great chance. Allah loves the youth. That youngster who spends his youth in the ibadat of Allah, he gets a special place under the shade of Allah on the day of Qiyamah. You're a businessman. You can become the wali of Allah. How? You just have to follow what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants. Your business you're dealing must be halal. You must be a person with a large heart who will forgive, who will overlook, who will not cheat, who will not deceive. So whether you're a scholar, whether you're an alim, whether you're a teacher, a lawyer, a judge, a doctor, no matter who you may be, you're an ordinary housewife, you can become the wali of Allah. So my respected brothers and elders, I'm not going to take any much longer. We have come here to pour our hearts out. Tonight we all have to cry. We have cried on many occasions. We have cried on many occasions, sometimes out of joy, happiness, sometimes out of grief, sadness, somebody passed away, we cried, We lost something, we cried. There were many occasions in our life when we cried. Why not cry and shed those tears of repentance? I mentioned the other day, لَأَنِينُ الْمُذْنِبِينَ أَحَبُّ إِلَيَّ مِنْ زَجْلِ الْمُسَبِّحِينَ Allah loves the hymning of a dhakir who takes Allah's name, who hymns His praise, glorifies Him. Allah loves it. The angels are sent down and they listen to the dhikr of the those making dhikr and they go back to Allah and Allah asks them, what am I banda doing? What am I saying? Ya Allah, they sing Subhanallah. Ya Allah, they sing Alhamdulillah. Ya Allah, they sing Allahu Akbar. Have they seen me? Oh Allah, they have not seen me. If they see me, oh my Allah, if they see you, they'll make even more dhikr. What are they asking? Ya Allah, they're asking for Jannat. Have they seen Jannat? No. If they see Jannat, Ya Allah, they'll ask even more. What are they seeking refuge from? Ya Allah, from Jahannam. Have they seen Jahannam? No. If they see Jahannam, they'll ask, they'll beg you even more for refuge from Jahannam. But even more than this tasbih that we, the dhakir will make, Allah says, La'aneenu al-muznibeen. The crying, the tears of those who are sinners. When they make tawbah, when they repent, when they raise their hands and they sincerely cry to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ahabbu ilayya, is more beloved to me than the glorifying the tasbih of those making the tasbih. May Allah ta'ala give all of us tawfiq, hidayat of becoming good people, righteous people, pious people. May Allah ta'ala guide us. May Allah be happy and pleased with us. We will make mistakes in life. We will fall, we will slip. But the moment we slip, stand up again. Have that courage, be courageous. Move again towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't lose hope. I think the entire Ramadan, I mentioned two things. Shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all the ni'mats. And secondly, don't despair. Don't lose hope. Have hopes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is ghafoor rahim. Allah is kareem. Allah loves us. Allah wants us to become His. No matter what we have done, turn to Allah. Of course, if we have taken the property and monies of people, then make amends. Ask them for forgiveness. Give that back. But turn to Allah. When that maut will come, I mentioned Hazrat Mawlana already said, you want the sweetness of death? So if you want the sweetness of death, let us do those sweet things that Allah has asked us to do. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. This is not the end of Ramadan, brothers. We still got two or three more days left. There's still the 28th night, the 29th night. So Taraweeh, the khatam has been made, but Taraweeh is not over. Tomorrow and the next night will be Taraweeh, of course, will be much shorter. It'll be very quick. Not to say we want them to finish quickly, but obviously people now are tired. The idea is we don't want the people to stay at home now. The ladies will be at home. Men will come to the masjid. We've got two more days. Two or three, Allah knows best when the moon is sighted. But in these two, 3 days, these are vital, vital, vital. Allah is checking our ikhlas, our loyalty, dedication, sincerity. And I'm sure all of you know about the prize giving night. If you're not very familiar with it, then you must keep on checking on the board tomorrow night and the next night. Then you see, inshallah, there'll be something about the prize giving night. And those prizes will be given, inshallah, by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not somebody may ask me, where's my prize, Mawlana? The prize is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Laylatul Ja'iza. Allah gives all those who kept Rosa in the month of Ramadan, who made it, Allah gives them those certificates, those awards. The night before Eid. And on the last day of Ramadan, Allah forgives that amount of people and Allah emancipates that amount of soul from the fire of Jahannam, that in total what He had emancipated each day of the remain from the beginning, first day, second day, for the 29 or 30 days, that amount in one night Allah then emancipate so many people from the fire of Jahannam. So let us come to the masjid, whichever masjid is close by, and inshallah our program will continue right till Eid, inshallah. Allah must give us tawfiq, and may Allah ta'ala accept whatever little we have done. We have high hopes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
And of course we say Jazakumullah to all the Huffaz Kiram especially. They made life easy for us. If there were no Huffaz around, now don't have to tell you, especially the elderly ones, years back in Durban there were no Huffaz, from Cape Town they would come. Allah has made it such, you may not be aware, but the amount of Huffaz we have now, our towns are flooded with Huffaz Kiram. Not only masjid, madrasa, garages, warehouse, factories, homes, wherever they can read, they have performed Taraweeh. And Huffaz actually go to different places in the world. Brazil, China, Japan, America, different places in the world. So that those people cannot be deprived, they won't be deprived, and they can also listen to the Quran Majid. So we say Jazakallah to all the Huffaz Kiram and all those who recited, and of course to all our Musallis who stood so patiently. And of course, if you don't understand the meaning also, then what sabr you had. May Allah Ta'ala accept the Taraweeh. And all those who made khidmat in whichever way, not forgetting our beloved Muazzins of this masjid. I have a special love for them and for all Muazzins. We don't see them after hours, before hours, the work that they do. When we come, aircon is on, mashallah, fan, everything is done for us. But we tend to forget them. They are so humble, so humble. They are so humble. And they reward in the akhirat. Inshallah, maybe tomorrow morning or some other occasion we'll discuss about muazzins. And of course, there are so many people in different ways they assist. So Allah Ta'ala must reward each person, inshallah. BMW Grey, BMW 9, ND91463. BMW ND91463. Then there's another car, ND659532. It's a Renault. And a Jetta ND212-33. ND659532. ND212-33. And ND91463. Inshallah, we will make zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have made zikr in this masjid many times. We had the entire Ramadan also. Again, for the benefit of those who are new, we will make zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will say, La ilaha illallah. We are removing from our hearts everything besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The pride we have, the jealousy, the anger, the malice, the greed, the hatred, love for the world, love for that pretty haram woman that you have in your heart, you will take it out. La, la, la. And what do you fill in your heart? Allah. You say, illallah, illallah. Just think nothing exists in the world. Everything is finished. It's just you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is listening attentively. And now you are praising your Allah. In the most beautiful voices. It does not have to be in congregation and in a chorus form. No. If it happens there, that's another matter. This is for ta'aleem purposes so that at home we continue making the dhikr. And we find some time every day to make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that my brothers and elders, you check any kitab. Check the hadith kitabs. See, any pious person, his life, you will find the main ingredient in his life is to refrain from all sins. And you find, of course, salat. But amongst all the ibadat is dhikrullah. Dhikr of Allah, absolutely powerful. Absolutely powerful. It is amazing what dhikrullah can do. So one is dhikr by means of our tongue. And of course, dhikr by means of our limbs, our actions. Both the dhikr we have to remember. Refrain from all type of sins. And then you see how we are connecting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when you take the name Allah in the most beautiful way. The dhikr of Allah is so soothing. It brings joy to the heart. Inshallah we'll make dhikr and then we'll make dua inshallah. Recite Durood Sharif.
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم إلا الله 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 إلا الله
Allah, then just picture and imagine everything is saying Allah. The heavens are saying Allah. The sky is saying Allah. The ground is saying Allah. The earth is saying Allah. The trees are saying Allah. The leaves are saying Allah. The mountains are saying Allah. The oceans are saying Allah. The angels are saying Allah. Jinn is saying Allah. Man is saying Allah. The sun is saying Allah. The moon is saying Allah. The stars are saying Allah. Every particle is saying Allah. The insects are saying Allah. The fish are saying Allah. The hair on the body of a believer is saying Allah. There is no other name like the name of Allah. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu wa Ta'ala Sha'nuhu. Allah, 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 Allah.
الله حاضري الله ناظري الله شاهدي الله معي الله 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 دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہو دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب و گل اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب و گل درد دل ہو درد دل ہو درد دل غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جدھر اللہ 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 کوئی مجھ سے پوچھے میں کیا مانگتا ہوں کوئی مجھ سے پوچھے میں کیا مانگتا ہوں میں اپنے خدا سے خدا مانگتا ہوں وہ ہو جائے میرا میں ہو جاؤں اس کا یہی رات دن میں دعا مانگتا ہوں لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم
Just stretch our hands and legs, just be comfortable inshallah. Brothers, we have to seek Allah's forgiveness, we want Allah. We've got so many hajat, so many needs, so many problems, so many worries, so many difficulties, sicknesses. And therefore we have to raise our hands, we have to beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we have to make a little bit of sacrifice, be a bit patient. Those outside should try and make a humble appeal. They come inside the masjid or the seminary at least. It's a very important time now to seek and to gain and to draw from Allah's treasures. Allah's khazana is barpoor, it is full, it is open, the heavens are open and Allah is pouring it out. And we must feel how Allah Ta'ala is forgiving us. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا رحم المساكين يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك المصطفى خير الخلق كلهم جزى الله عنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله
Allahumma inna nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Faghfir lana wa tub alayna. Faghfir lana ma qaddamna wa ma akharna wa ma asrarna wa ma a'lanna. Anta al-muqaddim, anta al-mu'akhir, la ilaha illa anta. Ya hayyu ya qayyum. Ya hayyu ya qayyum. Bi rahmatika nastaghith. أصلح لنا شأننا كله، أصلح لنا شأننا كله، ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا ولا إلى أحد من خلقك طرفة عين. اللهم إنك عفو كريم، اللهم إنك عفو كريم، تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم. اللهم إنك عفو كريم، تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم. اللهم إنك عفو كريم، تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم. يا عظيم يا عظيم يا حليم يا حليم. فاغفر لنا الذنب العظيم، فإنه لا يغفر العظيم إلا العظيم. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا، ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا، ظلمنا أنفسنا، وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. Oh my most beloved Allah, my most Kareem, Rahim Allah, my most beautiful Allah, my most kind Allah, my most loving Allah, my most generous Allah, my most powerful Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us tonight, my Allah. Ya Allah, hum gunegar hai, hum siyagar hai. Ya Allah, hum khatakar hai. Ya Allah, hum mujrim hai, hum ikrari mujrim hai. Ya Allah, but we are your bandas. Ya Allah, we are your slaves, my Allah. We are your servants, my Allah. You are our Allah. There is no other Allah besides you. There is no deity besides you. There is no other person being worthy of being worshipped, or anything, or any deity that is worthy of being worshipped besides you, my Allah. You've got no partners, my Allah. You've got no parents, my Allah. You've got no wives and children, my Allah. Ya Allah, you've got no family, my Allah. There is nobody like you, my Allah. Nobody can match you, my Allah. Nobody equal to you, my Allah. Eh Malik, eh Kareem, you are Ghani. You are Beniaz. You are Samad. You are independent. Ya Allah, you don't need any person, my Allah. You don't even need the angels, my Allah. You don't require the jinnat, my Allah. You don't require mankind, my Allah. You don't require the air or the mountains or the sky or the earth, my Allah. Ya Allah, you require nothing, my Allah. But everything depends totally on you, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, you are Aziz. You are Hakim. You are Adal, Latif, Khabir, Mu'iz, Mudhil, Sami'. Basir, oh my Allah, you've got beautiful names, you've got beautiful qualities, my Allah. Oh my Allah, we have come here tonight only through your grace, only through your favor upon us, only through your mercy. Our legs would not have brought us here, my Allah. We would not have come on our own, my Allah. You brought us here, my Allah. Eh, my Allah. Ya Allah. That king who has lost some of his citizens in the jungle. Oh, my Allah. They are wandering, my Allah. They have lost their way, my Allah. That king who pities them and who he has love for them. He sent his men, his soldiers, to go and find them and to escort them safely back to the palace, my Allah. They go and bring the people back to the court of the king, to the palace of the king. Oh, my Allah, that king is going to feed them. He's going to care for them. He is going to show love and affection to them. Eh, Malik, eh, Kareem, you are the king of all kings, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are the king of all kings, my Allah. Izzat is in your hand. Zillat is in your hand. Honor is in your hand. Disgrace is in your hands. Rosie is in your hands. Happiness is in your hands. Health is in your hands. Wealth in your hands. Afiyat in your hands. Sihat in your hands. Everything is in your hands. You are the Malik al-Mulk, my Allah. You are Maliki Yawmiddin, the possessor of the day of Qiyamah, the possessor of the day of judgment. The skies are in your control. The earth is in your control. Everything is in your control. The hearts of the people are in your control, my Allah. Ya Muqallib al-Qulub. Ya Muqallib al-Qulub. Ya Musarrif al-Qulub. Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum. You have brought us, my Allah. Allah. We were astray, my Allah. We were wandering to and fro, my Allah. We had no chain in our life, my Allah. We were restless, my Allah. We were involved in all wrong things, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, we were falling, my Allah. We were caught in this quagmire, my Allah. Ya Allah, we were lost, my Allah. Ya Allah, out of your karam, out of your kindness, my Allah, you guided us out of the jungle, my Allah. The jungle of sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, you gave us tawfiq of coming tonight in your house, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have come here and we have raised our hands, my Allah. As beggars, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are faqir. Faqiruk, bibabik, ubayduk, bifinaik, wasailuka, bifinaik. Ya Allah, hum bikari hai. Ya Allah, we have raised our hands. You are Malik al-Mulk. You are that most generous king, my Allah. It is impossible you'll send us, Ya Allah, empty-handed, my Allah. Ya Allah, tonight pardon us, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive each and every brother and sister of ours, my Allah. All those who have come here tonight, my Allah, they have raised their hands, my Allah. They have made sacrifices, my Allah. They sat patiently, they stood patiently throughout the Taraweeh Salah, Ya Allah. They listened to the talk, my Allah. Ya Allah, they engage in dhikrullah, my Allah. Ya Allah, now we have raised our hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, show us where else can we go, my Allah. There is nowhere else we can go, my Allah. A Malik, a Kareem, we are knocking on your door, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are knocking on your door, my Allah. We are sitting on your doorstep, my Allah. Ya Allah, embrace us, my Allah. Ya Allah, let us come into your home, my Allah. Ya Allah, you become ours, my Allah. Make us yours, my Allah. A Malik, a Kareem, forgive us tonight, my Allah. Ya Allah, tu maaf farma. Ya Allah, tu maaf farma. Tu maaf farma. Hawao hirs wala dil badal de. Hawao hirs wala dil badal de. Badal de dil ki dunya dil badal. Ya Malik, ya Kareem. Ya Allah, we need your fazl, your karam, my Allah. Ya Allah, whole lives we spent, ya Allah, in disobeying you, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many sins we committed in the darkness of the night. Broad daylight, in public, in privacy. Ya Allah, in the masjid, at home, in the offices, my Allah, in our factories, in our practices, my Allah. Ya Allah, we thought nobody was watching us. Ya Allah, we hid from our wives. We hid from our husbands. Ya Allah, we hid from our children. We hid from our parents. Ya Allah, we hid from our friends. You were watching us. Ya Allah, you were watching us. We committed those wrongs, my Allah. Ya Allah, you were so tolerant. My Allah, you concealed those sins. You did not expose us, my Allah. You did not humiliate and embarrass us, my Allah. You are Sattar al-Uyub. And you are Ghaffar al-Thunub. You forgive so much, so much, so much, my Allah. Ya Allah, you forgive so much, my Allah. Ya Allah, change our conditions, my Allah. Ya Allah, change our conditions, my Allah. We had enough of doing wrong, my Allah. Ya Allah, that miserable lives, my Allah, of disobeying you. Ya Allah, we want the sweetness of Iman. We want to taste the sweetness of Maut, my Allah. We don't want a bitter death, my Allah. We don't want a bitter life, my Allah. Malik e Kareem, e Mola e Aqa, Ilah al-Alameen. Ya Allah, you are not deaf, my Allah. You are not blind, my Allah. Sleep doesn't overtake you, my Allah. You are all living, my Allah. You are eternal, my Allah. You were always and you will always be, my Allah. Ya Malik, ya Kareem, my Allah. Ya Allah, you created us, my Allah. You give us Iman, my Allah. We make shukr to that, to you for that, my Allah. You made us in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh, my Allah, what a great ni'mat. You bless us with Quran and Majid, my Allah. You give us masajid, madaris, my Allah. You give us families, my Allah. You give us parents, my Allah. You give us air to breathe in, water to drink, food to eat, my Allah. Clothing to wear, shelter, my Allah. Eh, Malik, eh, Kareem, so many bounties we can't even think and enumerate all of them, my Allah. Ya Allah, we acknowledge, my Allah, we confess, my Allah, that we didn't make your qadr, my Allah. We are those ungrateful servants, my Allah. Ya Allah, that are standing and sitting tonight before you, my Allah. Eh, my Allah, only you know whether it's Laylatul Qadr tonight or not, my Allah. Bless each and every one of us with Laylatul Qadr. Those brothers making itikaf, Mothers and sisters at home, my Allah. Oh, brothers who have come here, we are in Nafil Etikaf, my Allah. In Makkah, Medina, my Allah. Baitul Muqaddas, my Allah. Every masjid in the world, my Allah. All those making Etikaf, my Allah. Sunnat Etikaf, Nafil Etikaf, who have gathered in your masajid, my Allah. They've raised their hands, my Allah. Hey Allah, kisi ko mahroom mat farma. Don't deprive any person, my Allah. You are well aware of our worries, my Allah. You are well aware of our conditions, my Allah. Allah, it is a month of Ramadan that is slipping away from our hands. This great gift that you had given us, my Allah. Shahrun Azim, Shahrun Mubarak, my Allah. This blessed month is going away, my Allah. It is going away, my Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, that daughter who got married, my Allah, and the mother had sent her away, and after 1 year she comes back home, so much of enjoyment, so much of happiness in that home, my Allah. Ya Allah, she spends so many days with her parents, with her brothers and sisters, with her aunts and uncles, with her nephews and her nieces, the entire family comes around her. As the days go past, the time has come for her to depart. She's going to go back. She's going to return. Her mother does not know when she'll see her daughter again. Oh my Allah, a few days are left. And then the mother peeps at the daughter. She looks at the daughter packing her bag. Those tears come down her cheeks. My beti, my beloved daughter, is now going to go away. I don't know whether I will see her again. The mother cries. The daughter looks at the mother. She cries. They go running to each other. They embrace, they hug one another. That muhabbat they have. Now the separation comes. The daughter has to go away. The mother sees her off at the airport. Bids her farewell. She goes through. The mother waves at her. My beloved daughter. And she signals to her that she loves her. The daughter is crying. But then she is gone. Not know whether she'll return again to that mother or not. Hey Malik, hey Kareem. Ramadan came. Ramadan is going away, my Allah. Hey Malik, hey Kareem. Ramadan is going away. We don't know whether we'll see another Ramadan or not. How many family members passed away last year? How many passed away before the month of Ramadan? How many in the month of Ramadan? Hey Malik, hey Kareem. Huzur sallallahu alaihi wasallam ne farmaya. Huzur sallallahu alaihi wasallam ka farman hai. بعود من شقي في رحمة الله عز وجل. Curse is that person. فَإِنَّ الشَّقِي مَنْ حَرُمَ فِي رَحْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ. The most wretched person, the most unlucky one, the most unfortunate is that person. The month of Ramadan comes and it goes away and he is not pardoned, he is not forgiven. Ey Malik-i Kareem, before the moon of Shawwal is sighted, Ya Allah, the elderly one sitting here, my Allah, they've got white beards, my Allah, there are so many pious ones sitting here, my Allah, they are ulama here, Ufazi Kiram here, they are teachers here, they are lawyers here, they are doctors here, they are businessmen here, they are masoom children, my Allah, who not even baligh, my Allah, they keep all their rosas even, my Allah. Hey Malik-i Kareem, they are gunegas like myself sitting here, my Allah. Have Ram upon us tonight, my Allah. Don't deprive any one of us, my Allah. Don't deprive our mothers and sisters, my Allah. Our wives and children, my Allah. Allah, the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If Ya Allah, as yet you have not forgiven us, my Allah. Hey Malik, hey Kareem Zat. We have raised our hands with hope now, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have hope, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have hopes in you, my Allah. You have mentioned, Inna rahmati sabakat ala ghadabi. It is written on your arsh, my Allah. Written on your arsh, my Allah. You have written on your arsh, my Allah. On your arsh, Ya Allah, you have written that my mercy supersedes my anger. Ya Allah, we have heard the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So many hadith showing your mercy, my Allah. More than a mother loves her child even, my Allah. Ya Allah, tu ne farmaya, tera qawl haq hai, my Allah. Tu ne farmaya. Ya Allah, you have mentioned in the Quran, Majid, your kalam, my Allah. وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ قِيلًا. Who can be more truth? Who can be more truthful? Who can be more true in his words than Allah? Allah, you have mentioned, my Allah. قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَتُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Allah, you have mentioned, oh my beloved servants, those who have wronged themselves, those who have transgressed, those who have violated my laws, those who have been wrong. Oh my Allah, you have said, لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله.
Don't lose hope in the mercy of Allah. Inna Allah yaghfiru dhunuba jami'a. Innahu huwal ghafurur rahim. Oh my Allah, you have said you forgive all sins. You are most forgiving, most merciful, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have recited this ayat, my Allah. We are those who have wronged themselves, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are those sinners, my Allah. You have addressed us, my Allah. You have said you will forgive all sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, tu maa farma. Rahmataka narju, rahmataka narju. Ya wasi' al-maghfira, ya wasi' al-maghfira, ya wasi' al-maghfira. Ighfir lana dhunubana kullaha. Dikkaha, wajillaha, awwalaha, wa akhiraha, wa alaniyataha. Wasirraha. Ya Allah, completely forgive us, Ya Allah. Give us a clean slate, my Allah. Ya Allah, obliterate our sins, my Allah. Make our hearts clean, pure, pak. Hamare diloku musaffa, mujalla, muzakka bana. Ya Allah, remove from our hearts all the filth that is accumulated, my Allah. Those haram pretty faces, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those obstacles, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, remove those obstacles from reaching you, my Allah. The anger, the pride, the jealousy, the hatred, the greed, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us to connect with you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we want to connect with you, my Allah. Eh Malik, eh Kareem, become ours, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us yours, my Allah. Ya Allah, become ours, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, if we have taken the rights of our fellow brothers, my Allah, give us the strength, give us the courage to make amends, my Allah. Make them forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, your huquq, my Allah. Your rights, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us. We are making tawbah and nasuha tonight, my Allah. We have abandoned those sins, my Allah. We have discarded those sins, my Allah. We have forsaken those sins, my Allah. We have left those sins, my Allah. We regret committing those sins, my Allah. We are showing the remorse, my Allah. We are showing nadamat, my Allah. We make a promise to you, my Allah. We will never go back to those sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, we promise we will never go back to the sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, ab tu qabool farma. Ya Allah, sab ki toba qabool farma. Ya Allah, qabool farma. Make us feel lighter, my Allah. Make our heads feel lighter. Make our hearts feel lighter, my Allah. Make us feel pious, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us feel good, my Allah. Make us feel righteous, my Allah. Make us be among those who are successful, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't make us become failures, my Allah. Eh Malik, eh Kareem, we cannot even cry, my Allah. Our hearts have become so hard, my Allah. Our hearts have become so hard, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, we can sit for hours and hours, Ya Allah, glued to the television box, my Allah. Ya Allah, we can sit hours and spend hours in futile games and sports, my Allah. Ya Allah, we can spend hours sitting on that internet, my Allah, watching pornographic material, my Allah, watching filth, my Allah. Our poor wives are in the other room and we pretend we have got business and we are busy doing some work. Meanwhile, we engage in haram. Eh, Maliki Kareem, we have time to spend in the gambling dens, my Allah. In the disco clubs, in the rave clubs, my Allah. In the casino, my Allah. Eh, Maliki Kareem, we have time to sit and gossip, my Allah. To spread rumors and tales, my Allah. We've got time to fight and fight our Muslim brothers, my Allah. We've got time to go to the courts, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, we've got time for every wrong things in our life. But we don't have time for you, my Allah. We have no time to raise our hands and cry before you, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us tawfiq, Ya Allah. Our brothers are tired, my Allah. Ya Allah, their hands are paining, my Allah. Their legs are paining, my Allah. Ya Allah, tonight you fulfill each person's jaiz dua. Jaiz desire, my Allah. Whatever tamanna, arzu, umid is got, my Allah. Our mothers and sisters at home, my Allah. Whatever jaiz murad they have, my Allah. Fulfill each person's hajat. Whatever hajat we have, Ya Allah. Allahumma kashif al-gham, mufarrij al-ham, mujib da'wati al-muttarin idha da'uk, rahman al-dunya wal-akhirah, wa rahimahuma, farhamna fi hajatina kulliha. بقضائها ونجاحها رحمة تغنينا بها عن رحمة من سواك لا إله إلا الله الحليم الكريم سبحان الله رب العرش العظيم الحمد لله رب العالمين نسألك موجبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك والغنيمة من كل بر والسلامة من كل إثم لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا هم الا فرجته ولا دينا الا قضيته ولا حاجه من حوائج الدنيا والاخره الا قضيتها ويسرتها يا رب العالمين. اللهم حبب الينا الايمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره الينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان واجعلنا من الراشدين واجعلنا من المهديين واجعلنا من الذين لا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. اللهم ثبتنا على الايمان وامتنا على الايمان واحشرنا يوم القيامه مع الايمان. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنه وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اي ما الله make our rosy easy for us. Give us halal رزق my Allah. Give us halal sustenance my Allah. Open the asman my Allah. Make our rosy pour down upon us my Allah. From unseen sources my Allah. Without slogging my Allah. Ya Allah, without spending much time and effort my Allah. Give us halal my Allah. Give us plentiful my Allah. Make us use that in halal ways my Allah. Do not make us squander our wealth my Allah. Do not make us waste our wealth my Allah. Do not make us become extravagant my Allah. Do not make us misers my Allah. Help us to become generous my Allah. Feed the poor and needy and the orphans my Allah. Eh Maliki Kareem, we've got problems in our heads my Allah. We've got hardships and calamities and difficulties my Allah. Somebody has got a court case my Allah. Somebody is in prison my Allah. Somebody has got some illness my Allah. Somebody got a financial problem my Allah. Somebody got a domestic problem my Allah. Husband and wife's got problem my Allah. Somebody got a drug problem my Allah. Ya Allah, different hardships my Allah. Somebody in the operation table my Allah. Somebody sick in hospital my Allah. Somebody old at home my Allah. Somebody's gone weak and feeble my Allah. Somebody has lost his senses my Allah. Somebody's got some pain and suffering my Allah. Somebody got some sorrow and grief my Allah. Some woman is divorced my Allah. Some person has become a widow my Allah. Some child has become a yatim my Allah. Somebody has lost his parents my Allah. Somebody has lost his near and dear ones my Allah. Some musibat has come upon him my Allah. Upon each and every one of us my Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, remove our musibat my Allah. Remove each person's hardship my Allah. Ya Allah, to door farma. Tamam masaib ko door farma. Especially from our brothers in Burma my Allah. Our sisters in Burma my Allah. The Muslims in Burma my Allah. In Palestine my Allah. In Iraq my Allah. Afghanistan my Allah. In different countries my Allah. In African countries my Allah. War torn countries my Allah. There's famine, there's drought in so many countries my Allah. They don't have clean water to drink my Allah. In our dastarkhans, our food, our table, they were full my Allah. Our tables were full of delicacies my Allah. Your food my Allah. Still we don't make your qadr my Allah. They don't even have a sip of water my Allah. They didn't have a couldn't have a decent meal my Allah. Ya Allah, what type of Eid would they spend my Allah? Eh Malik e Kareem, we make shukr for the afiyat you have given us my Allah. Bless us with afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, raat, protection, your marifat, your qurb, yaqeen, my Allah, tu amara banja, ya Allah, you become ours, my Allah, ya Allah, we have raised our hands, we have folded our hands before you, my Allah, eh, my Allah, we were going to sajda before you, my Allah, tonight you just give it to us, my Allah, you are wahhab, my Allah, make the fast of hidayat now, my Allah, ya Allah, we are feeble, we are weak, my Allah, ya Allah, you took away our guide, my Allah, ya Allah, this ni'mat we didn't make qadr of, my Allah, hum yateem ban chuke hai, we are lost, my Allah, we have boarded the ship, my Allah, we didn't make qadr of Hazrat Rahmatullahi Alayhi, he left his legacy behind us, my Allah, ya Allah, how are we going to repay him, my Allah, eh Malik e Kareem, my Allah, give him maqam-e ala illiyin, my Allah, ya Allah, we are on the ship now, my Allah, ya Allah, we don't have anybody to sail us through besides you, my Allah, you will never experience death, my Allah, you will never experience sleep and slumber, my Allah. You are the greatest, my Allah. Nobody can be compared to you, my Allah. You are our Hadi. You are our guide, my Allah. You are our Mawla, my Allah. You are our Maqsood, my Allah. You are our Matloob, my Allah. You are our Mahbub, ya Allah. Ya Allah, you are everything to us, my Allah. Eh, Malik-e-Kareem. We don't know how to call you. We don't know how to make dua to you, my Allah. Forgive us for using the wrong words, my Allah. But we are desperate, my Allah. A beggar doesn't have to say anything, my Allah. The person just looks at his pitiable face, may Allah. The person feels pity on his face, may Allah. If he doesn't give him a loaf of bread, he gives him a few crumbs, may Allah. The beggar takes a few crumbs and he's happy, may Allah. And he goes away to somebody else, may Allah. We've got nobody else, may Allah. We've only got you, may Allah. Ya Allah, that one glance, may Allah. One glance of your mercy tonight, may Allah. We are desperate, may Allah. We are desperate, may Allah. We are desperate, may Allah. In this masjid, ya Allah. In this humble masjid, may Allah. Ya Allah, we are seated tonight, may Allah. Ya Allah, we have got such strong hopes in you, may Allah. That you will forgive every single ummati. Every single ummati, may Allah. Wherever he may be, wherever she may be, may Allah, you will answer everybody's plea, everybody's supplication, may Allah. You will protect us from Dajjal, may Allah. You will protect us from every fitna, ya Allah. Eh, Malik e Kareem, suddenly the winds of Hidayat will blow, may Allah. Ya Allah, Islam will spread and flourish through the four corners of the globe, may Allah. You will make us the beacons of Hidayat, may Allah. The non-Muslims will see the truth of Islam, may Allah. They will enter in huge groups, may Allah. Ya Allah, Islam will become strong again, may Allah. Our masajid will be full, may Allah. Our madaris will be full, may Allah. Eh, Malik e Kareem, you will give us Hidayat. You will make us the means of Hidayat. Sunnat will come into our lives, may Allah. We will hold on to the Quran in Majid, may Allah. There'll be peace and aman through the four corners of the globe, may Allah. There'll be peace, may Allah. There'll be aman and sukoon, may Allah. You will be pleased with us, may Allah. Eh, Malik e Kareem, we want your Raza Mandi. We want your pleasure. If you are happy with us, may Allah, everything becomes ours. We are successful in dunya, qabr and akhirat, may Allah. Remove our difficulties, may Allah. May Allah, all those who are sick and ailing in hospital, home, wherever they may be, give them complete shifa, kamil, ajil, mustaqir, daim. Ya Allah, especially, ya Allah, all those who requested duas, may Allah. So many, from different parts of the world, may Allah. Eh, Malik e Kareem, eh, Malik e Kareem, don't make it be such that our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is disappointed with us on the day of Qiyamah. Ya Allah, he made sacrifices for us, may Allah. Camel's intestine is placed on his back, ya Allah. He makes sabr, may Allah. Thorns are placed in his path, he makes sabr. In Taif, he's chased away, may Allah. He's bleeding, he makes sabr, may Allah. Eh, Malik e Kareem, they sway him, they call him a magician. They call him a madman. They call him Majnoon, may Allah. Oh, may Allah, he tolerated all this just so the deen could reach us, may Allah. Ya Allah, in his duas, he would say, Allahumma ummati, Allahumma ummati. When they were burying him, Sahaba overheard, he was saying, Allahumma ummati, Allahumma ummati. In Pul Sirat, O beloved Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, stand. Each ummati will go by. He will say, Ya Rabbi, sallim, sallim, sallim. Oh my Allah, make it be easy for my ummati to pass. Eh, Malik e Kareem, forgive us, my Allah. Bring us back to Quran and Hadith and Sunnah. Ya Allah, give us shahadat in your path. Ya Allah, all those who are shaheed, ya Allah. Ya Allah, they are fortunate, ya Allah. Give us also shahadat, my Allah. Ya Allah, all those who are languishing in the prisons, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, oh, my Allah. We don't know how to explain the condition. You are well away, my Allah. They're languishing in prison cells, my Allah. For no juraman, no sin, my Allah. No offense, ya Allah. But besides, they stood up for your deen, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many of them, when they were taken into prison, my Allah. Absolutely innocent, my Allah. Their wives were pregnant at that time, may Allah. Their wives give birth, may Allah. And they are in prison, may Allah. Years have gone by, they haven't seen the beautiful faces of their daughters and sons, may Allah. Ya Allah, zulam is made upon them, may Allah. Ya Allah, put softness and kindness in the hearts of those zalimin, may Allah. Change their condition, give them hidayat, may Allah. Remove these people from the prisons, may Allah. Remove them, may Allah. So many of them, may Allah. Ya Allah, remove them. Give them afiyat, ya Allah. The condition has gone so bad, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive them, help them, my Allah. Allahumma akrimna wa la tuhinna. Zidna wa la tanqusna. A'tina wa la tahinna. Athirna wa la tu'thirna. Allahumma ansurna wa la tansurna. Allahumma a'inna wa la tu'in alayna. Allahumma amkurna wa la tamkur alayna. Allahumma arzina wa arda'ana. Allah, give us shahadat in your path, my Allah. All good works of deed, accept it, may Allah. Dawrat al-tabliq ki mehnat qabool, farma. Accept the gash, the ishtimaah, the ta'aleem, may Allah. They are making effort, may Allah. Accept them, accept us for this work also, may Allah. Ya Allah, in the khanka, tazkiya.
They are making effort on the hearts, Ya Allah. They are bringing us closer to you, Ya Allah. They are helping us to change our conditions and remove from our hearts all the filth, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, accept the khidmat, especially our akabirin, Ya Allah, those who are living, and especially our mashayikh, our hazrat, Hakim Akhtar Sahib Damat Barakatum Al-Aliya, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give him jaza'i khair, Ya Allah. Give him sihat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you be pleased with him, Ya Allah. Accept his efforts, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make his, Ya Allah, his words go spread throughout the four corners of the world, Ya Allah. And all our other ulama and mashayikh, local and abroad, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the madaris, makatib, Ya Allah, they doing effort. Different organization, whatever good is taking place, except each person's effort. Make us united, unite our hearts. Unite the ulama, Ya Allah. Unite the hearts of the people, Ya Allah. Don't make us find faults in the next person. Don't make us become envious and jealous of people, Ya Allah. Let us not look for faults all the time. People are innocent, doing good work, Ya Allah. Still, we have time to seek faults, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we just want to run down people, Ya Allah. We're not realizing they are doing things for our sake, Ya Allah. They are showing their kindness upon us. And we still want to use blasphemous statements, Ya Allah. We still want to use disparaging remarks against them. Ya Allah, we're not realizing we're causing destruction to your deen, Ya Allah. Give us guidance. Give us hidayat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us maut in Madinah Sharif, Ya Allah. May Allah give us maut in Madinah Sharif. Ya Allah, accept us for Hajj and Umrah, Ya Allah. Those who haven't been at all, grant them the asbab. Take each and every one of us again and again, Ya Allah. And give us maut in Madinah Sharif. Oh my Allah, buril in Jannatul Baqi. Allah, in a condition that you are most pleased with us. Ya Allah, we have nothing else to present before you. Ya Allah, at least we get the shafa'at of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, we'll get his intercession on the day of Qiyamah. Ya Allah, on the day of Qiyamah, we can be raised with him, Ya Allah. And sahaba ikram, Ya Allah. Eh Malik, eh Kareem, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the Hose Kothar fountain, Ya Allah. Make Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam be waiting for us. With a broad smile, Ya Allah. With his arm open, Ya Allah. Calling out our names, Ya Allah. We must go running to him, Ya Allah. He must embrace us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, just to put our heads on his Mubarak shoulder, Ya Allah. To feel the coolness of his body on us, Ya Allah. Don't deprive us, Ya Allah. He must be so happy with us, Ya Allah. He must be so happy with us. He must be proud of us, Ya Allah. He must give us a Mubarak water of the Hose Kothar fountain with his Mubarak hands, Ya Allah. Make us enter Jannat without in reckoning. In the group of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Don't take us near Jahannam, Ya Allah. Don't take us near Jahannam, Ya Allah. Protect us from the azab of the qabr, azab of Jahannam. Protect us from azab of qabr, azab of Jahannam. Protect us, our parents, our family members, our wives, our children, all those people whose ihsan is upon us, Ya Allah. Who always give us words of comfort, Ya Allah. Who always for us and encourages us, Ya Allah. They give us motivation, they give us support, Ya Allah. They guide us, Ya Allah, they advise us. Ya Allah, all those whose ihsan is upon us in any way, Ya Allah. Our parents especially, our asatis, our mashayikh, our wives, Ya Allah. They make so much of sacrifice. Still we beat them up, Ya Allah. We shout at them, Ya Allah. We are rude to them, Ya Allah. We are rude to our parents, Ya Allah. We are rude to our fellow brothers and sisters, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive each and everyone, save everyone from the azab of the qabr and azab of Jahannam. And our children, our progeny, Ya Allah. Protect us from every big and small fitna. Especially the fitna of Dajjal, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have so many things to ask you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us amongst the maqbool bandas. Amongst your friends, Ya Allah. We have taken such a long time in dua. Still, Ya Allah, what do we do, Ya Allah? We are majboor, we are muhtaj, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us, give us some sign, Ya Allah, that you have accepted us tonight, Ya Allah. Give us maut, uchadat, Ya Allah. Give us a good maut. Give us the sweetness of iman. Give us hayat taiba. Make us feel Jibreel coming down tonight. And the angels are making salam to us, Ya Allah. Give us good knowledge, beneficial knowledge, Ya Allah. Give us ilm nafi, Ya Allah. Protect us from depression and sorrow and grief, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from having deaths, Ya Allah. Those who are makruz, who have got deaths, Ya Allah. Help them to discharge their deaths, Ya Allah. Make it be easy for them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, our brothers have got so much of needs and so much of things, Ya Allah. You grant each person their desire, Ya Allah. Give us best of dunya, best of akhirat. ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما. Make our children the coolness of wives, Ya Allah. Those who are taking drugs, help them to come out of the problem, Ya Allah. Make them clean, Ya Allah. Make them park and serve, Ya Allah. So many things we have to ask. You are well away. Grant us always best for us. What we have asked and what we haven't asked.
Oh my Allah, include us in the list of your friends, my Allah. Allah, when we stand up tonight, my Allah, make the angel announce, قُومُ مَغْفُورٌ لَكُمْ. You stand up in the condition that your Allah has forgiven you completely. Your Allah has transformed your bad deeds into good deeds. Your Allah is happy with you. Your Allah is pleased with you. He'll never become naraz with you. He'll never become displeased with you. He will give you, Allah, give us barakat. Ya Allah, give us barakat, my Allah. Give us barakat, my Allah. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Sayyidina Muhammad al-Mubarak wa sallim. Ya Allah, all those who lost family ones, Ya Allah, give them sabri jameel, my Allah. Ya Allah, the remaining days, Ya Allah, make us give us with afiat and make us see the end of Ramadan in a good condition, my Allah. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim wa tub alayna ya mulana innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Allahumma innaka afuun kareemun. تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم فاعف عنا يا كريم فاعف عنا يا كريم آمين 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 يا رب العالمين سبحان ربك رب العزة أما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.